Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Well, we all know that wedding dresses can be very expensive, but there's a growing trend for charity shops like Oxfam, Barnardo's and Vincent's to provide a more budget-friendly alternative for your big day. Joining us now to find out more is Colette Miller, Retail Operations and Development Manager with Barnardo's. And you're very welcome, Colette, to the programme this evening. A big revelation here is that you actually sell brand new wedding dresses. Where are you getting them from?
Hi, that's right. Well, all of the dresses available for sale in the Barnardo's bridal rooms are brand new, and they're coming from wholesalers, retailers and designers who want to support Barnardo's work with children and families across Ireland. So we're really appreciative to them for helping us build this successful business.
Okay, so that's good news, because I think if I thought I was buying a wedding dress in, or a brand new wedding dress in a charity shop, it might have a sad story coming with it, you know, but it's not that it's been donated from somebody who just didn't quite make it to the altar for whatever reason. They're coming from the retailers. Do you sell any second-hand dresses?
We don't, not in the Barnardo's bridal rooms. No, they're all brand new.
So what's the average cost then? What can people expect?
So you can get excellent value. That's the good news. Our dresses would range from €300 up to about €1,100. That's sort of the max that we go to. We also have all the accessories that you could need for your wedding day as well. So veils, tiaras, footwear, really everything to do with the bride on the wedding day we have available in both bridal stores.
And I imagine, Colette, they're at big discounts to what they would be if you were to go into any other store.
Yeah, oh, very much so. I mean, generally, we would sell at about a third of the retail price. And as I said, we do try and stick to the cap of about 1,100. So there really are some beautiful dresses available and great bargains to be had, which also means, of course, that the bride can spend the money elsewhere, maybe on the honeymoon or on the reception, etc. And it's a great way of contributing and making a charitable donation to Barnardo's work. So it's feel good.
Any dresses made by any well-known designers that people might come across?
Well, we actually don't disclose who donates to us, but I can assure you that there's lots of very high profile and extremely well-known names in both of the stores. Yeah, certainly.
It's obviously a really good idea for people who might want to save money, as you say, cost of living getting to all of us, I think, at this stage. And also, as you say, you could put it towards your honeymoon or something like that. Are people doing it for other reasons as well? Is sustainability a factor?
Very much so. And we've seen an increase in that in particular last year. So there are lots of brides that are conscious of, you know, looking for a more sustainable option when making their purchase. And that's driving them through our doors, which is fantastic. So, you know, I'd encourage people that have sustainability in mind to consider shopping with Barnardo's bridal rooms.
OK, because the argument there being that even though it is a new dress as opposed to a secondhand dress, it's surplus. It would have been perhaps gone to landfill or thrown out if it wasn't going to you guys. Is that right?
That's very, very possible. And, you know, you must be mindful that the mainstream bridal shops, etc., are buying seasons and seasons in advance. And when the dresses come to us, we are extending the opportunity for purchase of that gown. So it is very much a sustainable choice.
So I can hear brides all around the country, their ears pricked, thinking this is something that I really must consider. Know if you're going into a bridal shop, normally you have to book a consultation in advance and, you know, you get a certain amount of time and you might have the shop to yourself. What can people expect, or what should they do, and how does the whole thing work?
Yeah, so I suppose it's really important to Barnardo's that we offer every bride exactly the same experience that they would get anywhere else. So we have absolutely beautiful bridal rooms with a beautiful environment, and you would book and make an appointment through our website or through our Instagram page. At that point, then one of our bridal team would be in touch, and we would give you a one-to-one consultation with one of our bridal experts. So you can expect the best on the day. And also, if you look at on the bridal page, you'll see that many of our bridal have had such a happy experience while shopping with us that they send us photographs of themselves and their beautiful wedding days in their gowns, and all of those photographs and brides are there for people to have to view as well on either the Instagram page or the Facebook page.
And what about sizes, Colette? Given, I suppose, the way you're getting the clothes, how much do you have in terms of range of sizes?
So we're not in the position of having a huge size range, but what I would say is that nearly every dress is altered anyway. So I wouldn't let that stand in the way of coming to visit us. You know, we have one of everything, which is unique to us as well. So, you know, you'll come in and you'll be given advice on fitting. And many dresses are altered, regardless of where you buy them, altered to fit your own shape exactly. So absolutely, yeah.
Okay. Well, look, it's sustainable. It's cheaper. It's all for a good cause. What's not to love? Colette, you've sold me on it if I was doing it all again. And thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Colette Miller, Retail Operations and Development Manager with Bernardo's.